When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
On tonight's edition of Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius Channel 159. Lisi holding it down for just a couple of segments on this Friday night. We got a lot to get to. Major League Baseball, full slate underway. We're locked and loaded. We'll give you the full rundown. I'm on a bunch of totals. Starting in Tampa, 2-2 right now, bottom five. Reds and the Rays are deadlocked at two apiece. We got bottom four. We got Guardians all over the Phillies. Top five. 3-0, Guardians leading on the road. That's a dead under right now. The total in the Tampa Bay Ray game started off at 7.5. It was juiced heavily to the under. You could have taken that at over 7.5 at plus 108. So I altered that all the way up to 12.5. Hopefully, just hopefully, we can get some runs. Orioles up on San Diego right now, top four. Baltimore up 1-0, minus 330 on the money line. Total 6.5 on FanDuel, juiced minus 118 to the over. You got Cleveland, like I mentioned, they're minus 530 on the money line. Want to take a shot on the Phillies? Pretty good value at plus 360. Total in that ball game is 7.5. Minnesota all over the Detroit Tigers. Minnesota and the New York Mets are just two teams, at least from my standing, that have just been trending to the over the last month and a half of the regular season, even prior to the All-Star break. Right now, Minnesota on the road, minus 5,000. You want to take a shot on the Tigers, down four runs. You can get the four runs at plus 4.5, minus 160, plus 1,200 on the money line. In-game total is 10.5, juiced to the over at minus 134. And all the Mets do, baby, is score runs all over the Atlanta Braves yet again. Another potential over for the New York Mets. 6-2 right now in Queens. 6-2 Mets lead, minus 2,000 on the money line. Braves just pathetic all year long in regards to scoring runs. They're plus 830. This is a Mets team. I talked about it with Carver over the past couple of weeks that, you know, they can outscore anybody. And we talk about their World Series. We talk about their NL odds, still juicy value for the New York Mets. I know the pitching potentially isn't there, but if the bats come alive, they could beat anybody in potentially a seven-game series. In-game total right now is 12.5. The Yankees, another gutless road performance. Trail Boston right now, 2-1, top four. 9.5 was the in-game total. Just dropped down to 8.5, juiced to the over at minus 140. Yeah, you could take Boston minus 215 on the money line. You want to take a shot on Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees. God bless you, plus 164. We'll keep you updated as those games progress. We do have others that are about to start. Milwaukee and Miami, about 5 minutes away. You got Milwaukee minus 235 on the money line, plus 194 for the Marlins. Over 7.5 is the total. juice to the under at minus 118. Seattle and Chicago, an 8-11 first pitch. Chicago, home dogs, plus 146. Sort of like that over, 7.5. Juice to the under at minus 120. Seattle on the road with Kirby. I think they could score some runs. It might take an in-game shot there in the next break. Over the 7.5, maybe alt it up to maybe 9.5, 10.5. Dodgers on the road against the Astros. Dodgers coming off the home win over San Francisco yesterday, 6-4. Now they take on the Astros. You got Valdez and Stone on the mound for the Dodgers. Total is 8, flat 8, minus 110 either way. Here's another total that I like, 8-11 first pitch in Kansas City. You got Hendricks and Singer. Hendricks for the Cubs, Singer for the Royals. That total is 9. Juice to the under at minus 114. I took it up to 11.5. I think we can get some runs. Nationals plus 140 on the money line against the Cardinals. That game total is 7.5. A's and Athletics, 9:39 start. A's are minus 102 on the money line, 9.5 in-game total, juice to the under at minus 118. Pittsburgh and Arizona, 9:41 start. That's an 8.5 total. You got minus 166 for Arizona, plus 140 for the Pirates. And then Colorado, plus the 144 on the money line against and the Giants, minus 160, 172 for the Giants at home. 7.5 is the total. Don't really love that. Might stay away unless you can get maybe a 6.5 or a 5.5. So we'll keep you locked and loaded as that progresses. You want to join in on the conversation tonight? When Carver comes back, we'll talk some Olympics. They did have the opening ceremonies earlier today. They're starting to show the tape delay, I believe, now across multiple networks. So we'll keep you updated on that. Carver and I did put in a USA parlay. We're going to get more involved in regards to that. I'll give you the parlay right now. We did it for giggles. Why not? We backed Kristen Neuse and Cloth in the women's beach volleyball at plus 230. Katie Ledecky, the favorite in the 800 meter freestyle at minus 470. Shikari Richardson, the speedster out of LSU, love her, minus 180 in terms of the women's 100. And Noah Lyles, the men's 200, minus 370. The one, I guess, liability, as Carver said, we both agree on Colin Morikawa. He's 11 to 1 shot with the golf. We put it with the golf. Okay, so if you want to join in on that parlay, it's a five-legger. It plays 93.89. So we did it as a happy meal bet. $20 pays $18.97.95. So you never know. We'll get more involved as the Olympic Games progress. Update, it looks like Philadelphia just got on the board. Somebody hit a blast. Not really sure who that was, but we'll keep you updated. It is now 3-1 Guardians, bottom five. So I cashed out of one bet with the – I had a crazy straight bet on the Tampa Bay game, 12.5. They were giving me half the payout. I don't think that game is going to get there. I have still over 7.5, over 10.5, over 11.5. So hopefully just somehow, some way, top six, we can get over that 7.5 runs in Tampa. It's amazing. They scored 13 runs on the road the other night. And every time they play home, their totals are 7.5. They speed through these games. The game started basically an hour ago. Their top six, I don't know what it is in terms of Tampa, if just everybody wants to get out of Dodge because the weather is fantastic. They want to go sit down in Ocean Prime, have a nice steak, bottle of wine. I don't know what it is, but the games fly in Tampa. They just get through them in less than 2.5 hours. And most times, they're just dead unders. So we have to find some value. Need to make some money tonight in terms of the in-game totals. I know Carver will talk about the golf. My one lone star, long shot, Benny Silverman, plus 110 to 1. He's basically even on the cash out, which isn't bad considering he was gutless in the first round. He made the cut. He's going to be playing with house money. Maybe he could backdraft in terms of the top 10. So hopefully, just hopefully, we could get Ben Silverman into the mix in terms of day number 4 on Sunday. These Rays are going to cost me all over. The game that seems to be the one over of the night happens to be Texas and Toronto, 3-3 right now, bottom third. I took that in-game total, not in-game, pregame, 10.5 at plus 215. Right now, you got it at, let's see what the in-game total is, 11.5. So, sure enough, I think Kikuchi, we started. Gas Can City, baby. The Rangers broke out in a big way. Couldn't do it the other night when they were playing the White Sox when I needed them to finish off a parlay. That game ended 2-1. We're coming right back. Keep it where it is, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Olympics underway in Paris. Opening ceremonies today. Men's USA basketball. Did you see Snoop Dogg out there in the streets of Paris carrying the torch? Unbelievable. They are locked and loaded. I tell you this right now. Two things before I even talk about results. If the men's basketball team doesn't smoke everybody in the Olympics, and I mean smoke, right, going back to the days of Kobe and Michael Jordan, I don't want to hear about how great they are. I don't want to hear. If they get pushed to the limit in every round of these Olympics when they're minus 470 to take home the gold, that's a gutless performance. So I hope they're taking it seriously. I hope that they bring their A game. And I hope they smoke it and bring home the gold. That's what it's all about. It's one thing to talk the talk. There's a couple players on there like Steph Curry that haven't done it before. Now you got to step up and win the hardware. You want to be compared to the greats. Kobe wouldn't let this happen. Michael Jordan wouldn't let this happen. Barkley wouldn't let this happen. I mean, you name it. Go back to the Duncan and David Robinson and all those players. They would not allow that to happen when they were playing for the USA. So we'll see how this plays out. The opening ceremonies are today. They're minus 470 to take home the gold. They struggled, obviously, in regards to the prelims up until this point. I think their best performance happened when I actually laid the 12.5 points against Canada. That seemed to be one of their better performances leading up to these games. So we'll see exactly how they perform in terms of their first round, and Carver will have a lot more in regards to that. The baseball as well, that's something that, you know, going back to the days of the Olympics and when we used to have the amateurs in it like McGuire and all the rest, you sort of rooted for these guys. Now, all of a sudden, baseball, it's like, you know, you think of basketball, people are more involved in the golf, the beach volleyball. Baseball takes a secondary and a back seat in regards to the Olympics. Hopefully these guys come to play. Hopefully they could step up and we'll get you. Maybe we could get some totals in there. You get like a gas can in terms of a bad matchup. Maybe we could jump on some in-game alt totals. That's what I like about the Olympics, is that you get some crazy scores in regards to the performances. So, and again, as FanDuel puts more and more track and field odds up, that's something that I like, the 4x100 really as well. We'll keep you updated. I talked about the baseball with the New York Mets, and all the Mets do is just bash teams. I'm telling you, they're up again on Atlanta. They were up 6-2. They extended now. Extend. 7-2 on Atlanta. These Mets are trending right now. And conversely, the Yankees, and Carver talked about it all week, in terms of Aaron Boone and that gutless performance getting swept by the Mets, that if this was the heyday back in the day of George Steinbrenner and the previous regime, they would have fired everybody. They would have cleaned house. Couple the fact you get swept by the New York Mets, and potentially if you get swept by the Boston Red Sox, okay, away from the Bronx this coming weekend, you lose tonight, you lose Saturday, you lose Sunday, guess what? I'm not letting Aaron Boone on the bus or the plane ride home. Keep his ass in Boston. Chop him right here and right there. That's it. That's it. Get rid of him. He's gutless, and this team has no heart. He's a coddler, and that's all these New York Yankees want. They want a manager that will coddle and be a yes guy. And I can't stand. I don't even like the Yankees, but you have to call it what it is. You have to. We bet on these teams, okay? And when these teams don't even show heart in terms of an arch rival, the New York Mets, or more importantly, your AL East rival, the Boston Red Sox, that's a pitiful performance. Now, I know Carver liked the over tonight. I didn't take it. I'm upset now. That was 9.5, but I'll tell you what. Boston up 3-1. The Yankees have shown nothing right now that they could actually, you know, score. Boston's got runners on second and third. I believe there's two outs. They got out of it. So they got out. Top five now. Boston leads 3-1. Matias, am I wrong in terms of if they lose to the Mets, get swept, and then lose to the Boston Red Sox, let's say three in a row, would you let Boone get on the bus home? I'd chop him right here, right now.
Yeah, Joe, he honestly should be, his seat should be scorching, man. The way that the Yankees have been playing, they have two guys that can hit the ball, Judge and Soto. Outside of that, good luck, man. And the way that they've been getting scorched lately, even the presser yesterday, you know, talking about how the team, you know, was coming together towards the end of the game and that nobody was turning against each other. It's like, my God, man. He's saying all the wrong stuff. But you know what? They love him over there, Joe. They love him over there. They're going to have to clean out the whole entire house. Joe, the GM, the coach, everybody scorched, because as long as the guy at the top is making the decisions, he's going to keep making the wrong decisions, Joe. And this guy should have been fired months ago.
I know. You know, Matias, I agree, and that's why I wanted your input, but I tell you what, I screwed up tonight. I said I liked the over in the White Sox. That was 7.5, and Seattle all over. Bases loaded, one out. They just locked it up. Let's see what happened. Let's see. Look at this. Is that a line drive? Two runs are going to come in. That pre-game total was 7.5. Now, yep, 2-0 Seattle. Unbelievable. Look at this. Amazing to start the game. 9.5 now. The total jumps. Unreal.
They got a pump. They got a jump in their step, Joe. They got Randy Arozarena coming to town really soon. And you know what's funny about Randy Arozarena? He got traded from the Rays late last night. Guess what he's doing right now, Joe? He's in the stands at the Rays game with his family, taking in some Ray baseball before he gets traded away from there. Just in the stands watching his friends play baseball. Gotta love it.
Yeah, gotta love it. Unbelievable. We'll come back. When we come back from break, we'll get you updated on some of the other games. Cleveland was threatening. The Phillies got out of it. Twins up 8-2. It's amazing in regards to that. So 3-0 Marlins as well. We'll come back. We'll talk more baseball, more Olympics right here on Carver and Lisi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
6-0 Seattle. If you took the pregame total of 7.5, it's 7-0. First inning, 7 runs. They're all over this guy. This guy Thorpe is getting clubbed. Oh, whipping boy. They're unbelievable. Mariners 7-0. The in-game total was doubled to 14.5. You gotta be kidding me, Matias. Unbelievable. Why does it ever happen to me when I'm on this? Ah, man. Imagine it.
Well, the White Sox suck, you know? It's not that big of a surprise.
That total was juiced to be under so bad you could have gotten over 7.5 at plus 102. Oh, I could have taken 11.5. Why didn't I do that? Ah, sure enough. 3-3 in Kansas City, the one total I am on. All of a sudden, that's going down in flames, down like a dart. That was a 9.5 down, already 2 runs down to 7.5. We got to get it back somehow, some way, Matias. I sort of like the total later tonight, Arizona and Pittsburgh. I think I might juice that baby, that sucker, up to like 12.5. see if we can get some value. Yankees, actually, they might have hurt us because all of a sudden now they cut it to 3-2. They had runners on first and third. 3-3 now, Yankees. 3-3 Yankees. Out from the grave. Here come the Yankees and Aaron Boone showing a little resolve. 11.5 is the in-game total. Mets have bases loaded again. Unbelievable. You want to talk about overs? Minnesota, over. New York Mets, over. Seattle, trending to the over. Every total I'm on, dead under. 2-2. The one that I do have is Toronto. 4-3 right now. Blue Jays took the lead, bottom four. Was it Big Bad Vlad that homered? Who homered for Toronto? Was it Vlad? Maybe. 2-0 Baltimore, too. So we gotta jump on something. What looks spicy? 8-0 Mariners.
There was no homer there, Joe. I think Jimenez doubled.
First inning.
Jimenez doubled for the Jays. There was no home run.
8-0 Mariners. The total came in for not even bottom one. They got it in a half an inning. 8-0 in game total was 15.5. Amazing. That is amazing.
Joe, where are you getting the 8-0 from? I got 6-0 Mariners.
I'm on FanDuel. This app says top one, 8-0.
They're lying to you, Joe. It's 6-0.
Well, they're laying 8.5 runs on FanDuel. I suggest if it's only 6-0, you jump on the 8.5 at plus 120.
You got me confused. Oh, it's 7-0 now.
Yeah, it's 8-0. You're behind. 8-0 right now, top one. Yeah, that's the Duel has the updated. They're ahead tonight. Duel is up 8-0. Seattle. They just pulled that kid Thorpe. They put in Schuster now. Now Schuster's getting clubbed. Amazing. 15.5 is the in-game total. That was a 7.5 number juiced heavily. If you would have altered that, you're making some house money. Amazing. When Carver comes back, he'll be back at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk some, obvious Olympics, we'll wet the palate a little bit, it's the flavor of the day, and then training camp, we're going to talk C.D. Lamb, we're going to talk, you know, Giants, Jets, Cowboys, Eagles, you name it, 49, whatever team you want. I saw Josh Allen threw 3 interceptions in regards to the training camp today. We'll get Carver's take on that if Big Bad Josh Allen is still a turnover machine in 2024. 3 interceptions with the new offense. Hopefully that doesn't continue week number one. Otherwise, they could go down like a dart with Keon Coleman. Carver's all pumping him up as rookie of the year. Can't get rookie of the year when your quarterback is throwing picks. So we'll see that. And my quarterback, Tua, signed for $53 million. It's amazing. I don't know if you saw this, Matias, but I believe in the career of Dan Marino, he totaled like $51 million in regards to his salary. Tua is getting $53 million a year. Amazing. Totally amazing when you think about what these quarterbacks' values are entering this upcoming season. Mediocre quarterbacks are multimillionaires. Amazing. We'll come back. Carver will be back. Baseball Olympics coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing well, Carver. I missed you, buddy. I missed you. It's unbelievable. I'm missing overs left and right here. 8-0 in Seattle. It's crazy.
8-0 in Seattle already. And of course, Cal Raleigh didn't hit a homer out of all those 8 runs. I mean, why would he? You know, everybody else did, though, Joe. I saw that as I was coming on. They had Robles, Dylan Moore, Josh Rojas, everybody except the guy that I'm on. Homered in the first inning for them. So, I guess that's the start to the night, right, Joe? That's one way to start the night? Is to get all of that? What else you got cooking, Joe? What else you got?
I got the over in the Cub game. I got the over in the Tampa game. Dead in the water right now. I'm dead.
dead in the water. That's no good, Joe. I don't want to hear any dead in the water stuff. That's the last thing I want to hear when I come on. Sorry I'm late, Joe. I made it, though.
Carver, it's okay. I'm trying to deal with some technical issues, I guess, on my end, but I'm just the audio, so I'm trying to hear you here. So
you've got you've got the technical issues too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes that, Joe. Nobody likes when you have technical issues. Is that from before I got here, or did it start when I got here?
I don't know.
No idea. What's going on.
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was maybe it's my hearing. I could be losing something. I don't know. I've been hit more times. I don't know.
This guy Profar. I mean, I can't do. You know, Joe, this guy's unbelievable. He's got like two or three homers this week, and then the days that I did play him, he didn't homer. You know, I don't play him, he does homer. So you got to be kidding me here. It's now 2-2, Joe, Padres and Orioles. That's got to be one of the games you're looking for an over in.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Not in on the Padres and the Orioles, huh?
No. No, not at all. Not in on the Padres and the Orioles. No. I'm in on the Cubs.
Cubbies.
Yeah, the Cubbies. That's the game that we said last night you liked.
Okay, well, they're in the second inning, so we can give them a chance. We'll give them a chance, Joe. 4-3, Red Sox just took the lead against the Yankees, Joe.
5-4, Texas. 5-4.
Garcia? Is it Garcia?
8-4, Texas.
It is Garcia. It is Garcia, Joe. Two-run homer for Garcia.
I saw 8-4. I don't know.
I don't know. All I know is that Garcia hit a homer. That's all that matters. Now, let's get you the rest of the runs now.
I need over 7.5 runs in Tampa Bay. They're 2-2.
Yeah, I know that game. I thought that total was kind of low, Joe, with Lodolo on the mound tonight. But sure enough, it's been a dead under, in Philadelphia too. I thought that game would bust out. 3-1, Guardians lead the Phillies. Minnesota busted out tonight. They've hit a bunch of homers. Yeah. They're up 8-2. You just mentioned 5-4 Rangers. The Mets broke out the big stick again. 8-2, they're up. Vientos, Martinez, Alvarez, him, homer. Everybody's doing it, Joe.
Yeah, no, I know everybody. Him.
And we have a lot of late-night games as well. So we have Oakland and the Angels, Pirates and Diamondbacks, Rockies and Giants. Nationals just took a 2-0 lead on the Cardinals. You got anything cooking there?
No. I'm on the over.
You're on the over. That's what I figured. I figured you'd be on the over, Joe. You're on the over. So what else is going on?
Nothing. I'm upset.
You're just upset at these totals? That's it?
Yeah.
What if I told you that I sent Matias a bunch of college football sound for tonight? Would that change? Yeah. Matias, did I just send you
Nationals. Nothing Nationals. That'll get me going.
I just said do nothing.
He just said that. I'm deaf tonight. I'm telling you, I can barely hear.
I had to actually ask Matias, can you hear me? Am I all right? Joe got me.
You sound great. Everybody sounds great, baby.
Now
we're rolling.
Everybody's good. I don't know. He sounded like
we've been rolling.
You were like down in a well. I had to rescue you or something. I couldn't,
me?
I couldn't hear you.
I did?
Yeah.
And now it's better?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes, Joe. Who knows? Maybe the gremlins got into my system for a little while.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't hear Matias either earlier. He claims it's
well,
my
then
body.
Well, then you know what? Then
Mike, I got to tell you the truth. You sound the same the entire time. I think Joe's got to restart. He needs a reset. You got to reset, Joe.
Well, it's Friday night. You know, he'll turn the computer off.
I need more than a reset, all right?
He needs more than a reset. He needs more than a reset.
look at this, Carver. This Cub team, three up, three down. They can't wait to get out of Dodge in Kansas City.
It's all right. Kansas City's going to do the damage for us in that game.
All right, Kansas City's.
Don't worry, Joe.
Out again.
Kansas City's going to do the damage for us in that game.
You sure?
I do. Bottom five, Cortez in a lot of trouble here. First and third. And it looks like Boone's going to get him. And I don't blame him because he stinks. 4-3. Actually, he just hit the guy in the elbow. Maybe that's one reason to go get him. I mean, he got the nine hitter coming out. This guy can't get the nine hitter out? Wow, Cortez not happy. He just gave, he gave the stare to Boone there, Joe.
Oh, yeah?
Gave him a little stare. Like, you got to be kidding me. You're coming to get me with 81 pitches? Yeah, guy, because you stink. You're a hump.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me ask you this. I said if they lose, sure, they get swept, I wouldn't make Boone come back. Would you agree?
You got to remember, I mean, if we were living in, you know, a world where the owner cared, yeah, that you'd fire him. But I don't care. So he'll live another day.
Man.
He'll do the same interview he does every day. You like when Boone does that interview, Joe, where he always is, it's all right ahead of us. It's all right in front of us. You know, we just got to.
Yeah, I know.
We just got to break through this. It's all right in front of us. It's all good.
He's gutless.
He is gutless. That I 1,000% agree with you on.
Get back to the days of throwing the chair in the locker room. Get back to those days. Billy Martin.
Yeah. Billy Martin.
Can't do that now.
Throw the chair in the locker room.
That's it. Can't do that. Can't do
that. All right, Schwarber's up with a man on. Can we get a Schwarbomb here, Joe? Can we get a Schwarbomb?
I'm watching the game. Are you sure?
I'm not going to. I have on the screen bottom 7-3-1 with Schwarber up.
How many outs?
Two outs.
Okay, yeah, he's coming up.
I'm actually going to switch it over here, too. I can get that on. So I liked so many homers tonight, Joe. I probably went a little too heavy. I did like seven on C to C, and then I added like five to six other ones after that. I like so many long balls tonight. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. I'm watching Joe, the Schwarber at bat here. Down 3-1. Can this guy put one in the seats, Joe? One time. Can you put one in the seats?
First of all, I don't like these uniforms. These are ugly Philly.
They're awful. Now, we got a hit, Joe. Now, that's not what I was hoping for, a little more than that, but he did get a base hit.
I'm watching it on Philly Sportsnet, and you're ahead of me.
I'm ahead of you. I've now zipped up all my TVs in this office with the full speed MLB package. I'll be ahead of you on every game now.
Oh, is that true?
What do you think of that?
I don't think it'll last long, because when football season starts, I'm making sure I'm locked and loaded. I'm not dealing with this all football season. Tell you that right now. Not going to happen. No way. I'm not dealing with these games and you know.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? I'm what?
What do you mean? I'm zipped up here with the MLB package. I'm good to go now. I got everything. Everything's
rocking for me. It's not going to last. By football season, I'll make sure I'm ahead of you.
All right.
Well, what didn't you understand?
No, that's fine.
Started with that?
That's fine. I'm not concerned about the football. I'm worried about the baseball right now. This is the MLB package. I got it zipped up.
You and the zipped up.
We're zipped up. We're good to go.
What is this, the joke of the day? You got it zipped up?
I'm just saying. I'm good to go.
You know, I'm telling you this right now. I lose this red game after I had four runs. Kibosh on it.
Can Diaz homer for the Rays? Can we get Yandy?
You and this Diaz. Really? Can I get something for a change? Look at this. It's so gutless. I'm already looking at tomorrow's slate. That's how bad it is right now.
Oh, come on, Joe. There's a ton of action here tonight. You don't need to give up here. I'm not giving up.
dead in the water. Dead in the water.
Well,
and you know, I zone right in. You know what I go right to? First game, Rays and Reds. 4-11 store. I must have a problem. I think I have a problem.
You can't go to that game. Come on. Enough with that. Leave that alone. Leave it be. All right?
Carver.
Leave it be. All right, what did Turner do here, Joe? You said who's ahead of who?
No, he fouled it off. It's 1-2.
I'm gonna let you know beforehand because I'm ahead of you. I could just tell. I'm gonna zipped up.
I get what to zipped up. You're already. I'm upset already. If you were in front of me,
he popped up. He popped up.
See, here we go. He zipped up. Zipped up. All right, hero. What's going on in the Olympics?
Tonight's just the opening ceremonies, right? There's not actually any.
I don't know. Is there? I mean, you told me they're 6 hours ahead. Or behind?
No, only the opening ceremonies. So it was live this afternoon, or you can watch it now, tape delay, I guess. Mm. There's no actual events on the day of the opening ceremonies.
You know who's hanging tough? Ben Silverman. Even money on the cash out. He must be hanging.
He is. Let me tell you where that is. Silverman is. There's a lot of guys in the mix here, man. He's 6 under, Joe, tied for 18th. There's and the leader's at 12, so he's 6 back. What are they offering you? What you put in?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I would probably take it.
Maybe he could backdraft.
Yeah, but you need him to win, right? You need him to win? Yeah, backdraft means like you finish in like the top.
No, maybe.
You know, you start from way back. You can't really backdraft to a win. That's not really.
Golf terminology and the golf lingo all of a sudden. Guy comes in flying on his cape and all of a sudden right in with the bashing me for the lingo. Incredible.
Who?
You. You, you're bashing me tonight. It's all right.
I'm not bashing you. How am I bashing you?
Yeah, bashing me. He's got no shot.
I have Diaz and Benson in that red game. I hope we get some runs.
Forget it. I'm already going in the over in Arizona. I really like that total tonight. I like that total. I think we can get up to 12 tonight. I think Pittsburgh and the gutless Diamondbacks with Gallen on the mound, somebody's going to break out in a big way.
I tell you, I like the over in the Colorado-San Francisco game.
I did that up to 9.5.
And you know what? That the Oakland-Anaheim game last night just left us at the wall, Joe. They got to what, 13? What did they get to?
11
they got to. 6-5 was the final, right? 6-5. And but it was 6-5 early. I feel like there was no runs in the last three innings, right?
I know. Did we go back to the well?
I think it's again. They'll score. And you got another couple gas cans on the mound. I like that and the Giant game. I don't really love the Pirate game, Joe.
I love the Pirate game.
Yeah, I don't love it. But did this guy get hurt falling into the wall in the Red Sox? Wow.
Did he?
I think so. He went jumping for a Torres hit. I don't know what happened. Is that Ref Snyder out in left field? He jumped for the ball, Joe, and he came down pretty awkwardly. Oh, yeah, his foot. I see what happened. His right ankle. Ooh, that bent in a wrong way. He's still staying out there. He's moving around now. But when he came down, Joe, it was a bad scene for him.
Was it?
Second and third, no out for the Yankees now in the top of the sixth.
They won't.
Down 4-3.
Nah, no shot. No shot.
No shot, you say. Well, no shot for who?
Yankees. They're too gutless.
Padres up 4-2 on the Orioles. Looks like the Twins are about to add on some more as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Record Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. So Red Sox changed pitchers, Joe. 4-3, top six.
with second and third, and Volpe up, who's 2-for-2 tonight with a homer to dead center as well. The Braves got one back with Marcelo Zuna with a homer, but it's still 8-3 Mets.
Yeah, every Met and twin overs, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's true though, Joe. I mean, I know you're making a joke out of it, but it's true. 2-0 Astros. Who hit that? Was it Alvarez? I was gonna play him tonight too. It probably was. How'd he get to 2-0? Are they? Who is Joe? Why does it say 2-0 here and it says 1-0 on ESPN? Is that the gremlins are at work?
This is what happens now.
This is what happens now?
Yeah. Matias was looking at a game. It was 6-0. I had 8-0. You can never get it on the right side.
Did you know, Joe, that there are only 3 more...
I know, weeks.
Football less Carver and Lisi Summer Fridays. Only 3 more. And then on Friday, August 23rd, picks. Did you know that?
I am going to beat you down like a drum.
Alex Bregman homered for the Astros. Another guy I played earlier in the week decides to homer tonight. So that's always fun. Did you just say you're going to beat me like a drum? Did I hear that?
Yeah.
What is that about?
I'm just going to be, that's it, I'm coming to play. It's expanded playoffs. That's it, no mas. I'm taking no mercy on you right out of the gate. I'm going to smash you. I want to smash you this year. Okay?
How did we finish last year? On the college.
Even in the college. I had a
college we called an even.
What do you mean? I went 10-1 on conference championship week.
I got 9-1 here.
All right, 9-1 in week college.
I have the records. I save everything, Joe. I have 9-1 here.
Go to the top. What was it in the NFL? We were both on fire, and I tailed off at the end.
NF Carver and Lisi NFL picks 2023. Regular season, I went 41-29-3, mm-hmm. And you did 36-35-2. But you're right, you got off to a hot start. You were in week 14, Joe. I just went to a random week. You were 32-23-2. So you were almost 10 over in week 14, and you came down the stretch 1-3, 1-3, 1-3, 1-3, 1-3. You had 4 1-3s to end the year, and that curtailed you. And then in the playoffs?
I did well in the playoffs.
Playoffs, you got me. Did well, I suppose. About 500.
Playoffs.
You did get me because I had an 0-4 in the divisional round, and that crushed me. So that hurt me.
Right. So
you went 6-6. I don't think we ever picked the Super Bowl because you weren't around. So we went 6-6.
Took a
you did reason. for the playoffs, and I went.
You got me last year. You got me. Not going to happen.
In the playoffs, I went 4-8. So you got me in the NFL playoffs. I got you in the regular season. We split the regular season in the college, and I got you in the bowls. And I got you in the bowls. I got you in the bowls with a flurry at the end. You were destroying me in the bowls. At one point in the bowl season last year,
I was 15-3.
You started 13-4, and I started 8-9, right. And then you started 19-5. I was 13-11, and then I finished in just a monster. I had a huge finish to it. Where was that last week? I'm going to have to find it, Joe, here. Here it is.
You have everything documented.
I have it on New Year's Day. I went bonkers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1 on New Year's Day, and that pushed me across you. Carver and Lisi, we got another hour to go. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.